1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I believe that there's a rhythm to life. From the moment of creation, inception, the first thing we hear or feel is our mother's heartbeat. And that's a very consistent rhythm. We're born with rhythm. Your job is to find where your rhythm sits. My name is Josh Nixon, and I am a tap dancer, choreographer, performer, and instructor. My home for me has always been where my tap shoes are, because that's what's consistently gotten me through life. It's all about creating rhythm, creating music. When I was 3 years old, my mom took me to see a production of Singing in the Rain. All I wanted to do was get up and dance with everyone. And when I was 4, I took my first dance class. Never really stopped. I'll tap down grocery store aisles sometimes. I'll tap in my house. I'll tap just to get an idea out, or I'll tap to get stress out. It's a love-hate relationship, and the beautiful thing is that tap dance is always there. So if you're mad at the dance, you can walk away from your shoes for a little bit and come back knowing that it's still going to be there where you left it. Get these out. From there, just put them on. I teach tap from 3 different points of view: the technique, the musicality, and the history. And I always make sure to move forward as an artist and as a person trying to carry on the traditions of the culture of tap dance if you don't know the history. So drums, instruments, the whole polyrhythm idea of doing two things at once, that came from African roots.
5, 6, 7, 8.
When the triangle trade was happening in the 1600s and 1700s, people from Europe would come down to Africa, but they didn't just take the people, they took the culture. When the enslaved were on the plantations and trying to just keep their culture and roots alive, they turned to music and drums, instruments. The plantation owners would think that they were trying to start an uprising, so they took them away. And then all they had left was their bodies and their dancing. This is where body percussion comes from. Tap dance came from a place of oppression. It came from a place of need. I think one of the best ways that I can do that is continuing to inform any student that I teach about the Black roots and about all the masters who came before. Knowing also that this is a Black-rooted art form, and I am a very white person trying to honor this and pay homage to that. And I think through my life, I've been able to realize, hey, you know, friends sometimes will come and go. Situations will sometimes come and go. Jobs will sometimes come and go. And it's more my way of being able to get through that, through tap dance, that has really made me feel that sense of home and security.